Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And I feel happy for Yankee fans because this weekend was rough. And I don't mean just losing 2 out of 3 to the San Francisco Giants. I mean the weather. It sucks. You know, we miss baseball. We wait all year for baseball. And then you go out and you spend a lot of money and you have tickets and you sit in a game and you get rained on or it's really cold out. So I think tonight at Yankee Stadium is a very nice night and you get to see a playoff rematch between the Kansas City Royals and the New York Yankees. On the other hand, the Mets are in cold Minnesota. And the great news is we watch the game on TV so we don't have to freeze our tuchuses off. But it's going to be in the mid-40s. It's going to be very windy. But again, we're all toasty because we're in our homes watching the Mets take on the Twins or listening on the Mets Odyssey Radio Network. We'll set you up for the games coming up in a little bit. Plus, Sean's got some issues with Aaron Judge, but it is Cinco time.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. By Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. And by New Jersey Lottery. Anything can happen in Jersey. My Cinco today comes at the hands of yesterday's Masters, or this weekend's, where Rory McIlroy choked and didn't choke, then wins.
Wow, so you're going to actually honor golf by doing a Cinco about the Masters after you ripped it to shreds.
Absolutely. So it got me thinking, the top 5 sports that are not actually sports, they're just activities.
Oh, come on. Oh, God. That's what you're going to do to poor golf?
Wow.
I didn't say golf's on the list, did I?
I mean, you just said it was motivated by the Masters.
Yeah, it got me thinking. It got me thinking.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go!
Number 5.
A hot dog eating contest. I want to remind everybody, the worldwide leader televises this, but will say goodbye to baseball soon.
Mm.
Really?
I agree with that. That is not a sport.
It may not be a sport, but I have to admit how difficult it is, because I remember a couple of years ago, I had a big eyes, and I said, oh, I could eat like 30 hot dogs in 10 minutes, no big deal. I literally had 4 hot dogs, and I got a tummy ache.
Yeah.
So it does take something.
Again, activities and skills take something. Doesn't make up sports. Here we go.
Number 4.
Swimming. Look, I don't care how fast you can go.
Come on.
We all do this.
I got to reject that.
You could be morbidly obese and get in that ocean and swim laps. It's not a sport. It's an activity.
No, it's a sport.
Okay.
Do it fast.
I had a feeling the athlete was going to very much disagree.
Try to do that fast.
I can't wait till
it's the one thing that keeps me from doing a triathlon.
The swimming?
Yeah.
Because of how hard the...
I think I'd sink.
You think
really?
You'd sink?
Yeah, because I've... Even though I'm old now, I'm still dense, muscular-wise.
Mm.
So swimming is hard. Like, I got to work to stay afloat.
Swimming is harder for a muscular person?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Is that why you're such a great swimmer?
I'm thinking now. Now it's starting to add up. All right, here we go.
Number 3.
I can't wait till he makes cheerleading number 1 just to piss off the Barber family.
Then I'll go. We had a showcase yesterday, by the way.
Nice.
CJA. It was fantastic.
Getting that's
ahead
great.
Of the Summit National Championships as well as the World Championships.
You have to travel for it or was it local?
We will be in Orlando.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Some have called Orlando the home of cheerleading. All right, number 3 for me is motor racing. Look, driving fast is something to get you a ticket. Doesn't make
motor racing? What do you mean?
Automotive racing? What do you want to call it? NASCAR?
Are you talking about NASCAR? Are you talking about...
Okay, go do that on the Bell Parkway. You're going to get pulled over a ticket. Suddenly you're an athlete? I mean, take a lap.
Have you ever been behind the wheel of a stock car?
No, I wasn't.
Have you ever been on a track? The tricky triangle is right here. It's in Pocono. Yeah. It's quick. You can get there.
Yeah.
Go try to do it.
Again, skill.
It would wear you out. I promise you. It'll wear you out.
But a sport.
Yes. Going 160 miles an hour, an inch and a half away from the car next to you.
Takes insane skill. It's a great activity to do.
It is a sport.
All right, here we go.
Number two.
That's a terrible list.
The number two sport that's not really a sport, it's an activity, is golf. Insane skill. I mean, but listen, here's the extent of the sport. You walk all day. Really?
I mean, walking is an Olympic sport.
We all, in offices around America, have a little golf club or a wiffle ball bat. We swing. That's all these guys are doing all day long, and they walk. Swing and walk.
I keep thinking
John Daly could smoke how many cigarettes throughout a guy? That's a sport?
Keep thinking about all the people he's pissing off with this list. Yeah. Auto racing. Golfers. He's going after everybody today.
I want to make this clear. I think a lot of this stuff is very hard to do at a high level. But all it is an activity. Here we go.
And number one is...
Number one.
You got to go cheering to attack the Barber family?
No, it's bowling. Anything paired with a pitcher of beer and pizza, not a sport. Sorry, not a sport.
Yeah. So I decided to go to Grok, which is the AI on social media, and ask, what is a sport? Because whenever this debate comes up, it's like, all right, I get it. But what is actually the definition of a sport?
Mm-hmm.
So think about all the things he listed. A sport is a physical activity or game governed by rules, often competitive, requiring skill, strategy, or athleticism. So
swimming definitely requires athleticism.
Honestly, Teek, I think everything he listed fits the sport definition.
That definition, though, that means chess is a sport.
No, because it's a physical activity.
It is physical. Your thumbs could get all banged up.
Well, you're not physically. You're not sweating.
Come on.
Unless you're just nervous because your heart's beating.
Yeah.
So power walking's a sport, then?
Yes.
Yeah. I think if you're racing somebody, sure.
That's where I throw my hands up. I think the definition's wrong. Webster needs to change it. Or Merriam. Whoever.
Or Grok.
Isn't it Merriam?
No. I don't know.
Merriam.
Yeah, yes. Not Merriam. Like you're talking to somebody. Thank you, Sean. We appreciate that.
Terrible list.
Yeah, that was an awful list. You know what that means whenever we have an awful list? You know what that means? That means Lugie's got to create one off the top of his head to save the Cinco de Five-O. So, Tommy, pressure's on. Can you come up with a list within 10 seconds right now to save Sean's awful list?
Does it have to be the same category?
Does not. Could be whatever you want.
Okay, I got one. I'm going to give the top five choke jobs from this past weekend of sports.
I love it.
You ready?
Number five,
Rory on 18, gimme putt to win the Masters. Number five, choke job.
Number four.
Aaron Judge, with everything on the line, his first big moment to exercise the demons from October. What, he strike out, ground out? Made out. And then I heard people complaining about a pitch being out of the strike zone. Please take a walk. How about you get a big hit, Aaron? That's number four.
Number three.
It was Aaron. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Evan Roberts.
Me?
Yes. Big choke job. You go to this thing with your wife on Friday, the big play, the thing afterwards. You know, you got the hotel, and I heard you went to bed before things, you know, got down to it. So, Evan Roberts choked bigger than Aaron and Rory. That's what I heard the grapevine.
Juliet. No, dinner and Juliet.
And no, nothing and. That's where the and stopped.
See, Juliet. Teek, I'm in a pickle because I have to respect the wishes of not talking about private life.
Okay.
So, all I'll say is... You're wrong.
You could say no comment. Oh, I'm wrong.
You're wrong. You know what? No comment. That was a much better answer.
Okay.
No comment. Number two.
Carlos Rodon gets the big lead on Sunday, and once again, Carlos Rodon falls flat on his face.
Number one.
It was so nice we had to do it twice, and that was Aaron Judge again in the big spot against one of the best teams in the varsity of baseball, the National League. Choked. Like he often does.
Okay.
Like he often does.
Which situation is that? Could you name two?
I know.
Like, you
both,
to...
No, the same at bat.
Oh,
so okay. Nice we had to do it twice.
Gotcha.
I got to hand it to him, Teek. I thought this is the second time where Tommy has successfully bailed out Sean after a terrible Cinco.
He did.
With no notice. Just the quick...
Off the top of the dome.
Seeing that his partner, or his guy, fumbled the football... Sorry about that, Teague. That was a long time ago when you dealt with that.
I corrected my flaw.
You did.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Tommy took advantage of it.
Why are you looking at like with this incredulous look, Sean?
I had a great list, many would agree with, and I didn't like the shot you
They're
took.
They're all sports, dude. They're all physical activities, most of which you're not familiar with, and they're hard to do.
Oh, I'm familiar with number one, bowling. I do it all the time because it usually is a game of Frogger after, and I'm really exhilaratedly sweaty.
Here's the thing. Like, I don't like golf, right? I don't play it. I like mini golf. I don't like regular golf. But the difference between you and I is I can respect those that do, and I understand the intrigue of it. Even if golf isn't as physical as playing a game of 5-on-5, even if golf isn't as physical as playing football, even if golf isn't as physical as playing tennis or even pickleball, does it make it a non-sport? Like, just be... Look, we were talking earlier in the show, you could rewind on the Odyssey app, when I was mentioning Aaron Boone quitting on a baseball game Friday.
Yep.
And Tiki had this impassioned rant basically saying, hey, baseball ain't football. They're soft. Baseball isn't as physical as football. You could argue it's not as good as football. It's one's opinion. That doesn't make it a non-sport, even if it's not as sporty as football. And golf's the same way. So I hate to be the guy that has to come to the defense of the hootie-tootie golf. But you're wrong.
Bowling. You're wrong, son.
Bowling you may be right about.
Yeah. Laser tag, big sport too, I guess, huh, guys?
The bowling one you may actually be right about.
Is it sanctioned by anything?
Well, no. I was
thought laser tag.
Oh, laser tag. I don't know.
It's scary running around. That's an activity, though.
The thing
it's
about
not sanctioned.
The thing about bowling that
are
really
people
helps,
making money playing laser tag.
They could though.
They obviously could, but are they?
No, I don't think there's a league yet.
Exactly.
So if there's a league, you'd say it's a sport.
Yes.
Okay. So darts is a sport.
Yes. People are making money playing darts.
Oh my god.
The thing that hurts bowling.
I think that's the most obvious one.
Darts?
Yes.
How is that the most? You're doing half hammered in a bar.
Okay. Great. You can make money.
You can do it.
What's the one with you throw the bag? I forget.
Cornhole.
Cornhole is not. Is that a sport?
No, it's an activity I do over some ribs.
People are making money.
Is shuffleboard a sport?
No.
Yes. People are making money.
So everything's a sport?
If you're making money and it's sanctioned by a governing body, then it's a sport.
I bring
and
it back.
It's athletic.
So poker is a sport?
No.
That's where he draws the line.
Because you're not doing a physical activity. You're just looking at cards.
It's mentally challenging.
You're just looking at cards. It's a game, poker. It's not a sport.
Is checkers a sport?
It's a game.
Okay.
It's not a sport.
Is Uno a sport?
It's a game. It is not a
is
sport.
Is bike riding a sport?
It is a sport.
Absolutely.
Is mini golf a sport?
It is.
Yeah.
No, it's not because nobody's making money.
Damn it. But they could, though. You think? Like, if you made a league out of
could,
that.
But they're not.
They should.
But they're not.
I would tell you right.
You want to make a mini golf league?
Yes.
Create a mini golf league and get it sponsored and sanctioned. Have officials.
Yeah.
that you have to also now pay a salary.
And you know what? I'll talk about it on Sports Talk Radio at least once a week.
And then it will be a sport.
Yeah.
Currently it's not a sport.
I'd pay to watch that, though. Mm-hmm. I would. I love mini golf. I do. I love playing it. I think I'd love watching it. Like the strategy of, all right, is he going to hit it off of the club?
Mini golf is so hard. It would be hard. It'd be so difficult to master.
Yeah.
Even if you're like an expert.
Isn't Barstool creating like a mini golf tournament?
They do it every year, Masters weekend. Yeah.
And is it good? I should watch it.
I've seen the clips on Twitter. I laugh.
You know what? I got to consume that. Because I think that'll be a great test. Because I'm talking a big game right now. Like, oh, I'd watch it. Well, if Barstool produces something like that, and they do a pretty good job with most of their stuff. If I don't like it, then it's probably just, I was wrong. Right. Mini golf won't be entertaining. But maybe I'll like it. And maybe I'll say, you know what? They're right. Start a league. Maybe they will start a league. Would you enter that league, Sean?
I mean, I would be interested.
Do you think you'd be good at it?
I am good at mini golf.
You're good at mini golf?
I am.
You confident you'd beat me in mini golf?
I've never seen you play mini golf.
Challenge accepted. Okay. Challenge accepted.
So what are you trying to, like, hustle me here?
No, not hustle. I want to play in a game of mini golf. Right, we'll put something on the line.
Okay,
maybe a show decision.
He's trying to get rid of the A-Rod banner.
No. I think the A-Rod banner is here to stay. I don't know. We'll work it out, but something will be on the line.
All right. Isn't the Ryder Cup coming to New York this year? Maybe
it's coming to Bethpage.
We do it around that?
The Ryder Cup?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought that was a boating activity.
See? Then don't challenge me on the golf. At least I know the tournaments.
Isn't there some kind of boating competition that sounds like the Ryder Cup? I know the Ryder Cup is a golf event. I am joking. But isn't there like some kind of boating event that's also called like the Ryder Cup?
I don't know, but good question. Boating. sport?
Physical activity. Have you ever sailed?
No, I haven't sailed. I've jumped off a sailboat into the water.
Okay, have you seen people do those boats?
Big physical activity.
It's a physical activity.
Rowing.
And they're making money.
Great, physical activity.
I got the last one before we get to your calls, because there's a lot of people either upset or loving Sean Single. I don't know. Is fishing a sport?
Yes.
Wow. That's called getting your food.
Physical.
Is the butcher at the deli counter
physical
or
activity,
at the supermarket a sport?
Especially if you're catching barracuda or something, and you're making money.
Is hunting a sport?
Fishing is hunting.
I don't know.
Wow.
It's the same thing. That's disrespectful to fish, man.
Yeah, but hunting, you just kind of sit in a tree.
And it's unfair. You have a gun. They don't have a gun.
Exactly.
Give those animals a gun. See what happens.
You're tricking fish with bait and a line. It's not unfair to them. I'm here to advocate for salmon. They're getting screwed.
Let's get to some of your
hunting
calls.
Is a good one.
You like that one?
I don't know.
All right, so Tiki's got to put some sleep on that one and let us know.
All right.
Let's go to Andy in New Haven. Hey, Andy.
What's up, Andy?
All right, gentlemen. Well, first of all, on the hunting and fishing, I would say absolutely positively. When you consider what is a sportsman, that is a hunter or a fisher. I don't think they made the name up for their health. So I think that's not my point, but that is absolutely positively a sport. Sean, listen, I know we're doing semantics here, but it's a little rich for somebody to nitpick whose job they get paid to pretty much do what teenagers do when they sit around and smoke pot. I mean, seriously, if you believe that you're of any authority to tell people what is or what isn't a sport,
you're damn right I am. For that reason, you're damn right. I get paid to discuss them.
He just said our job is like a teenager.
He's not wrong about that. But give you the authority to determine what's a sport or not.
Well said, sir. Well said. Tom is in Corum, New York. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's up, man?
Good.
Nothing much. You guys did it best.
Thank you.
I got a problem with Sean's number one pick about bowling not being a sport. It's a precision sport.
Mm.
In order to throw 300, you have to throw 12 balls consistently in the pocket. Now, yesterday, they had the Masters tournament of bowling.
Yes.
And a 20-year-old kid won $100,000. Okay? I happen to be an avid bowler. I have a 300 game to my career.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying.
I'm so jealous of you.
What a hero,
Sean,
Tom.
You
what
just
a hero.
Insulted a 300 bowler.
Now, Tom, I want to know how much pizza grease was on your fingers when you bowled it.
Probably helped.
There was a time.
The rocks and bank.
The question is that illegal in performance enhancers? There was a time, a long time ago, I admit, in which I bowled all the time. I'd never bowled a 300 game. My high score, if you need that as a validity on if I'm good or not, high score, I have not come close to this in a long time, was 220.
Mm.
It was an unbelievable.
I don't think I've ever broke 200.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll never forget.
Not good at it.
And if you don't believe me, Mets text Chad. Ask Chad. Mm. because it was a Thursday afternoon at North Woodmere. No, it's not the Woodmere Bowling Lanes. Thursday afternoon, me and Chad, just me and him bowling. And it was like magic. It was like David Cohen's perfect game. Very similar, where I just felt something in the bullpen. And I got a turkey. I think I got like six strikes in a row. It was unbelievable. So I love bowling. So here's my critique as someone who loves bowling. Because I've tried to watch it on TV. I've tried to say, hey, I love bowling. Used to play it a lot. I haven't done it in a while. My biggest issue with bowling, hear me out on this, is it's too easy. Not for me. But
too
from
easy.
The, not for me, for the professionals. If you watch bowling.
Oh, because it's a repeated thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's almost like.
So is, oh, no, golf isn't.
No.
Because golf has the elements and the course and the
you putting. Fail in golf.
Well, no, I'm just saying the environment changes.
Yes.
Whereas the bowling environment, it's the same.
And also, like, if you bowl, like, think about this. Every ball out of one's hand looks like it's going to be a strike. And it just misses up, you got 9 instead of 10. Mm. Just misses, you got 8 instead of 10. Like, you never have failure. And I think in sports, you need failure. And so my biggest issue in bowling, I've had, like, crazy ideas of we should add, like, double the amount of pins. We should make it more difficult so that when you get a strike, it's a bigger deal, like hitting a home run or, like, getting a hole-in-one. So I love bowling. I don't say this as someone who hates it, and I'm not that good. But when I've watched it on TV, that's my biggest issue. Like, remember Pete Weber back in the day? They make it look too easy. And I almost think that's a problem.
Right.
I'll tell you another sport.
I can see that.
Another sport I'd like to watch on TV. Someone should make a league out of it. Shuffleboard. I'd totally watch that.
The skill in that is interesting.
Oh, yeah. I love shuffleboard.
It's like, what's the ice one?
Curling.
Curling. It's like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you good at shuffleboard?
No. No, even though I can't even remember the last time I played. I know I've played it, but I can't remember.
It just hit me. We should have, I've always thought about the Tiki Olympics. We should have the Tiki Olympics, and all we do is beat him in these sports that, like, he's admitting. I'm not good at that.
That he's declared sports, by the way.
Right. He's declared sports. So shuffleboard, we all take turns beating him. Bowling, we take turns beating him. What'd you say? Oh, swimming. He said he can't swim. Problem is, I can't swim either. So Sean will just beat us in that.
Boy, that'll be the least graceful win ever.
Is ping pong a sport, T?
Absolutely.
Can you? Are you good at it?
Come on.
Surprisingly, yes. I'm the one that bought the table for the Giants.
Oh.
It got taken away.
That's right.
By Tom Coughlin.
I remember that, actually. We'll find out. Sean will get a reprieve. He's going to tell us why he's pissed off at Aaron Judge. We'll see if that's valid or not. Yankees are getting set to try to win a series for the first time since that series opener, the season opening series, in which they swept the Milwaukee Brewers, who, by the way, this is why we overjudge early in the season. The Brewers are not a bad team. Remember when the Yankees were beating them up and everyone was like, oh, well, the Brewers suck. They're not any good. Meanwhile, I look up at the standings. The Brewers are 8-8. They're fine.
I mean, everybody in the American League is 8-something or 9-something.
That is true. In the National League, you've got the Padres, who are 13-3. Mm-hmm. The Giants, who just took care of the the Yankees, are 11-4. The Dodgers are 11-6. And even the Mets are 10-5. And what's weird about the Mets being at 10-5 is things are not perfect. Things are still flawed. They haven't gotten a lot out of the bottom of the order. Vientos has struggled. Beatty has struggled. They'll both showed signs of breaking out of it on Sunday. Juan Soto's done next to nothing. Lindor isn't red hot yet. Now, they're starting pitching's out of their freaking minds collectively.
Right. Bullpen's been pretty damn good, too.
No doubt, even
Edwin
though
Diaz is shaky, but yeah, whatever.
He's the one guy.
Yeah.
But they're 10-5. So despite things not being perfect, they're 10-5. We'll give some thoughts on the Mets and the Yankees coming up. But Sean is a little pissed off at his captain, Aaron Judge. What is the issue?
A couple issues. Aaron Judge today, congrats to him, was named captain of Team USA in the World Baseball Classic.
Mm-hmm.
So
What's wrong with that?
Well, nothing in theory, but there's a couple answers I need to pick apart here that rub me the wrong way. Here's the first one. I'll let you hear the question and just the answer.
So Aaron did an interview?
Yeah, he did like a podium thing on being named today before the Yankee and being named captain for Team USA.
Gotcha.
Here we go.
Aaron, did you talk to the Yankees at all about this before you made your decision?
No.
Excuse me?
I love how blunt he went. No.
Excuse me? Look.
Does he need to? He doesn't need to, yeah.
All right.
He doesn't need to.
I'm glad you said that. I view this the same way. When we all go to get married, the right thing people say is to ask your future father-in-law for your daughter's hand in marriage. You know the answer is going to be yes. It's a silly tradition you have to do. But you know what? Still his daughter. Ask the question and whatever. End result. We know the Yankees are going to say yes. They're not going to fight it. They still paid you a boatload of money. And we do live in a town where another team's season was wrecked as a result of an injury in the World Baseball Classic. Maybe just say, just to let you know this is going to happen, have your blessing, and the Yankees will say yes. I just don't understand the blunt, like, no, why would I do that?
Any issue with this take?
I don't have an issue at all.
Why
would there be an issue?
Well, I think the issue may be...
It's a personal decision to play in the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah, my understanding is teams can't block players from participating unless there is an injury or there is some kind of concern.
But a common courtesy, you know, you're the league, the team's highest paid player.
That came across very cold, I would admit. That came across, especially because Aaron Judge would have been able to participate in the WBC in 2023. He did not. Does anyone know why? Does anyone remember why Aaron Judge?
I don't, to be honest with you.
Aaron Judge said... 2023 was right after he signed his new contract. He had re-signed with the Yankees. He was coming off a historical season. He did not participate in the WBC, and I remember what he said. He said, I'm the captain here, and my priority is getting ready for the start of the season. He was commended by a lot of Yankee fans.
Wasn't his wife pregnant also?
No, that was recent.
Oh, got it.
That was recent. I don't think that was... This is what he said, okay? He said, I remember, my priority is the team. I'm the new captain now, and I got to get ready for start of the year. So I guess a follow-up would be, why in 2023 was your priority getting ready for the season? And now, I want to do it.
And just because that happened in 2023.
I mean, that's easy, but go ahead.
Yeah, that shouldn't prohibit him from participating.
But I can tell you why.
Go ahead. What's the answer?
Because he just got paid. He just got.
And that makes it more difficult to participate?
No. It makes it more important for him to be around and available for this team.
I don't understand that, though. Why would year three of the contract be less of a priority as compared to year one or year four?
Perceptual. It's not. It's just perception.
Okay.
Purely perception.
It's a fair follow-up question. I think Aaron Judge should participate in the WBC. I think it's great for the WBC. I think people freak out about the injury risks. I think they're overreacting to it. I'm just giving you the context to what he said 3 years ago as compared to this, in which he bluntly said no when asked if he asked the Yankees.
Well, I mean, what we've also now found is that the WBC can be a fertile recruiting ground for some of the great players in Japanese baseball.
That's true.
Because guess who's all on that Dodger team that was on the Japanese WBC team?
I agree with that. Now, the next one I'm going to give you, I want to make this very clear, is a precursor to what I hope doesn't become the next thing with Aaron Judge. But this is the moment I said, Aaron, let's calm down a little bit. Okay? I'll just hear it and then we can react.
Skip, that means a lot, you know, hearing that from you. You know, I've watched your career growing up, and then, you know, we've had a relationship over my, you know, short career so far in the big leagues. But to hear that praise from you, hear the praise from Trouty, it's something special. You know, getting a chance to represent our country. You know, I kind of said earlier this morning, just thinking about all the brave men and women that have fought for this country and, you know, laid their lives down for us to get a chance to go out here, and especially me get a chance to go out here and play a game. You know, it's a pretty humbling experience. So it's just happy to represent the U.S. and, you know, happy to be your captain.
What's the issue?
There are a lot of things that are great about this country and all the freedoms we get.
Yeah.
It's the World Baseball Classic. Can we calm down a little bit that this is why we fought for the country, to play in the World Baseball Classic?
No.
Hey, it was out of line.
No, I think you're completely wrong. It's not that.
I think you're missing his point.
Yeah, you're missing. He is honored to represent the country.
Putting that flag
on your hat or on your jersey is an honor.
Now, this is why I preface this by saying this is a precursor to I hope what doesn't become.
It sounds like you hate the U.S. military.
No, I do not. I love it, actually. There's a million other things that our freedoms are more proud of than a baseball game.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
Go ahead.
When you put it in that context, you make this a very big deal, right? Representing the country World Baseball Classic. This leads down the road of what we just experienced in the hockey, which is, if you're talking like that, that tells me you view this as importance over the World Series. And if we get to that point, you're playing the World, and you start spouting off those answers next March, that's when I'm going to be annoyed. Because putting that on this event, on that kind of pedestal about, you know, all the brave, you know, men and women who fought for us to play this game, you're setting this up in a pretty high context of the significance of what the World Baseball Classic
is. Did you have an issue with what Melo said? And we talked about this almost a year ago.
About the Olympics over the NBA
Melo
Finals?
Melo said that winning a gold medal meant more to him than potentially winning an NBA championship.
Yeah, I did.
I just want consistency because
The reason I bring that up is a long time ago on this radio station, a guy like Mike, who I respect, poo-pooed the World Baseball Classic, probably still does, by saying, it's got no history, it's not the Olympics. And I remember what I said to him at the time was, you're right now, but what about 15 years from now? What
and
about
once? Getting history.
Right, and that is my point, because I went to the first one in 06. That was a long time ago. It's 20 years. Like, it now has a history where there are people, there are kids, who grew up, and the WBC is a part of their life. So we have to respect that even though you remember a time where it was a made-up event, it is no longer just this made-up event. It's got meaning to it.
I agree, and Aaron not playing 3 years ago, I think, adds to that. But look, Aaron Judge, we all know, has had his failures in the postseason, some of which probably over-exaggerated, some of which maybe under-exaggerated. If the Yankees go through another season and maybe there's more postseason failures, hopefully there's not. And he comes out in March with a lot of the same stuff, and then it becomes what a big deal it is, and he's tearing the cover off the wall. I'm just projecting that a year from now, this could be a really bad look where Yankee fans are upset with Aaron Judge.
What's the bad look?
That he treats this of more importance, talks so highly of it. We haven't gotten a taste of
it. It's not like he's giving up playing Yankee games.
I know that he's not giving up.
Even if his emotions...
You know the perception, Evan.
Yeah, I know, but Sean, here's my problem. It's the same thing with Adam Fox. Because a player deems that was more important when they won it, it's not as if it's taking anything away from them competing for a world championship. Yes. It's not like they're skipping games during the regular season to do it. So then what's the issue, even if mentally, hey, that mattered more to me? Who cares?
I agree with that. But just because deep down fans want to hear that you care more about what they're paying their investment to be. And if you put the World Baseball Classic on this big a pedestal and you're succeeding, and then next year, you know, you're Captain America and it's all great and all good, but then you start buying into, you know, what a great honor, this biggest baseball game I ever played in my life. You get any of that stuff happening, this is kind of the groundwork to get there. That's going to be an issue if this is what this becomes next March.
This is all because of the hockey thing, isn't it?
It's in the back of my head, Tiki. No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
My team
sunk like stones after that, too.
There's a big difference between the hockey and the baseball.
The difference is that hockey players will play, what was that called?
The Four Nations tournament.
They'll play hurt. Baseball players will not play hurt. They compromise their season.
You're definitely right about that. The other thing is when it takes place matters. That was in the middle of a hockey season. This is in March where guys are playing spring training games anyway.
I do have less of an issue because you would normally be ramping up for the season.
And I agree with that. And that's my... Look, the Edwin Diaz thing is a fluke thing, so anyone who brings it up, I get it. He was celebrating. You're not celebrating you winning a spring training game. So I get that that's not the same. But everything else is the same. Aaron Judge is going to get 3 at-bats at George M. Steinbrenner Field, or he's going to get 3 at-bats in Houston, wherever they're playing these games, I forget. Like, it's really not that big of a deal. Same thing with the starting pitchers.
Is it local?
The U.S. will be playing, I think, in Houston. Yeah, it's in Florida, Houston, Arizona.
San Diego.
I think of the locations. I know that in Japan, they're going to start their group play over in Japan.
Right.
But then they come over here. And, like, the one I went to, I actually went to the first one. I was intrigued by it. It was in San Diego. It was kind of fun. Flew out to San Diego. The U.S. didn't make it, Deke. Ask Chad at the Mets chat about that. It was me and him. We went out there.
And you're watching who?
So I'll tell you. Oh, God. Final Four. You ready? Korea against Japan, didn't know anybody. Now, the only thing we knew is we got to watch a young pitcher named Daisuke Matsuzaka so that when he came over, we were experts. We're like, oh, yeah, Daisuke Matsuzaka. So it was Japan against Korea, and then the other one was DR, okay, pretty cool, against Cuba. We didn't know any of the Cubans. They hadn't defected yet.
Oh, that's interesting.
But here's what was cool.
But you saw them before they did.
Bingo.
Right.
Like, you know who the best player on Cuba was? He was a shortstop. They called him the Cuban A-Rod. He's still playing to this day, and you do not think of him as a shortstop. Yuli Gurriel, the former Astro, was Mr. Everything, was like this 23-year-old stud shortstop. So that part was cool. Like, we saw guys before they came over here, but, bro. We dropped all this money. We don't even see the U.S.
That's funny.
And 3 of the 4 teams featured guys we didn't know. DR was the only, and they got beat by Cuba. We go there. Cuba beats the DR. Japan beats Korea. We're watching a Japan-Cuba finals. Oh, baby.
But it still was cool, though.
Nah, we had a great time.
Yeah.
We had a fun time.
And that really does get you ready for baseball. But I'm putting this in the
No, they did lose Chad's bag at the airport. Ask him about that. He was pissed off. Couldn't enjoy the game.
So did he ever get it back?
I think we ended up going back to the airport. He got it. You can ask.
So the whole trip he had no clothes.
No, we flew into California. From the airport, we go right to the game because it's a doubleheader. It's those 2 games. We go there. He's waiting for his luggage. It's not there. And I'm like, Chad, what are we going to do? We're going to sit around and wait? Let's go to the game.
Yeah, and come back.
We'll come back after. He could not enjoy himself. Because the whole time, and I don't blame him. I would have felt the same way. He was concerned about his luggage. Mm. And then I think we went back and they
found
it. Why
are you concerned about his luggage? Like, it's who cares?
You don't know Chad very well.
No, I don't.
He's very, you know.
Like, particular?
Anal retentive? I think so. Yeah. I think that's a fair description of him. Yeah. Like, the way I look at clothes is if I lost it, I'd be like, it sucks, whatever. Me I guess too. I'll buy some new clothes.
This is why I don't worry about when I pack for, you know, when we went to Morocco. We're going to Morocco. Yeah. Morocco and then Paris for a day. I packed like 4 hours before we left.
Wow.
And I was like, if I forget something, I'll just get it when I get there.
It's a good attitude to have.
It's like, what am I actually going to miss?
The only
thing. My body is going and I have my passport. I'm good to go.
There are certain things that I could not lose. So like for example, my scorebook, if I'm going to score games, which I'm doing in Europe, so I'm bringing it with me.
Oh my God.
But if you did forget it, could you not get one?
No.
Why not?
Where the hell am I getting a Bob Carpenter scorebook?
I'm a baby.
Amazon? Nah, I'd have to go to Bob. He'd have to send it to me.
Couldn't you just write it down on loose leaf paper?
You're correct. Yes.
Amazon has to have those scorebooks.
Yeah, I don't use those, no. I only use Bob Carpenter. I'm very loyal to the Bobby C.
No.
Until I come up with a rival scorebook.
I'm saying Amazon has to have Bob Carpenter.
Nah, I got to go through Bob.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think you can buy that on Amazon. But
that's a lie.
He's definitely going down a rabbit hole now.
There's no chance
that
is true.
You want to bet me right now?
There's no chance that is true.
If it's up there, I'll get you something, even though your birthday gift has still not arrived. If I'm right, you got to buy me next year's Bob Carpenter.
All right.
It's only $50. Don't worry.
Bob Carpenter.
Yeah. He's retiring. Did you guys hear that?
I did.
Bob Carpenter is a broadcaster who created a scorebook. It's the scorebook I use and like all the announcers use, basically. I'm holding it up right now for those watching on SNY. But he announced he's retiring from broadcasting.
No, that's Murray.
See? Oh, apologize, Teak.
That's Kobe.
Yep.
That's...
They do not sell it on the Amazon.
Wow, small business.
Very small. Let's go to Artie in Brooklyn. How are you, Artie?
Side by
side. Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What's
Listen,
up?
Before I talk about the draft, I just wanted to know, like, back in your golf when you played... Especially with Joe.
Yeah.
Did you hit a ball 200 yards?
No.
Okay. I mean, that makes a big... The thing about golf, I mean, I'm hooked, is that if you... Like, playing baseball, I couldn't hit the freaking ball 300 feet.
Right.
Over the fence.
Right.
But a regular golfer, like just somebody that takes lessons, stuff like that, could take a swing. I tell my kids, you could take a swing and hit it two football fields. If you could hit a ball straight 200 yards and you don't get hooked, then fine. But don't say, I hated it and stuff like that, unless you get one shot and you say, how the hell did I do that?
You know what's funny,
why
Artie?
Why can't I keep doing it?
Artie, it's a very interesting question you asked. I went to Topgolf, which doesn't count as golfing, but I went there recently with my wife. We had a great time. Like, had drinks, you're hitting the ball, they're telling you, like, the stats. I thought that was awesome. I don't know if I agree with you about that, Art. Like, if I hit a ball 200 yards, which I'm not lying, I've never done that. Maybe I have, and I don't remember, but probably not. I don't think it would hook me. Mm. I just don't think I have the patience for it. I think that the way I view time is very different than some others. I'd rather be at home. I'd rather watch baseball. I'd rather mow my lawn. I'd rather read a book. I'd rather watch reruns of 90210. I'd rather play with my kids. So I don't agree with you. Now, I'd love to prove it. Like, I have to go out and hit a ball 200 yards and then come back and say, yeah, I hit a ball 200 yards. Doesn't do it for me.
No.
But I understand his point that could hook me.
Right.
I don't think it ever would. I just don't think I'm into it.
If you hit it and it feels good and you're like, I could get good at this game. I think that's what hooks people in golf. All right. Fan book, radio book, TV book.
Yeah, those are the different Bob Carpenter books.
Which one do you use?
I use the radio book. That's okay. 200 games. Why do you ask?
No, just asking.
What site are you on right now?
I'm on Bob Carpenter.
He's on Bob's site. They told you it's not on Amazon.
I know.
Oh, okay. You're confirming that.
Look how quickly you got up to check over Tiki's shoulder.
Well, I just wanted to make sure it wasn't on Amazon because that would surprise me. No, it's the radio book. So Bob's got three books. Look, I'm giving this guy promotion.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? He's retiring. He deserves it. The radio book is my big fat book. That's 200 games.
I'm a loser.
The TV book is 100 games, so it's a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
And then the fan book is the one I got my kid, which is like smaller and red and very pretty. I think that's like 50 games.
Nerd alert!
Yeah. You should start scoring games, Tommy. I was thinking about that recently.
I just can't.
I think you would. No, I think you'd love it.
I don't. I thought about it. I'm like, I just don't see the joy that it brings you.
You don't see the joy?
No.
I just like, you're sitting there in the seventh inning and it's like, all right, Carlos Delgado grounded out the first. I don't understand the pleasure in doing it. All like, what is, it's obviously dopamine for you. So I get dopamine hits, riding a roller coaster, drinking, whatever. What is the dopamine hit for you?
I don't know, but like, my family is out of town for the week. And I know,
speaking of,
I know you guys are like, oh, I would be partying or something like that. I miss my family. I miss my wife. I miss my kids.
Absolutely.
But when I get home tonight, the idea of just sitting down with this scorebook, this beautiful Bob Carpenter scorebook, wearing my boxers, getting my Mexican dinner I'm ordering in, and watching the Mets and the Yankees on another TV. I want to go into my TV room, which I don't normally do when the family's around. I am going to have a baseball orgy. It is going to be baseball.
Oh, God.
All over the place.
Keep the peanut butter away from Dudley, please.
I'm going to have a game here. Like, there are going to be so many games, my head's going to explode. It's
Bob
gonna be
Carpenter baseball scorebook. Your order has been confirmed.
Why are you buying it already?
You just said, if I'm wrong, I have to buy you a Bob Carpenter's. Did he not just say that?
He did, but that's for next season.
Well, now you're ahead.
Well, you got one
now
coming.
Spare. You just said Bob's retiring. You might as well stockpile.
That's very nice of you, Tiki.
You're very welcome.
He's a man of his word. He lost the bet or whatever it was, and he paid his dues.
I'm surprised Amazon has not gotten on the Bob Carpenter, especially with Bob Carpenter retiring, because people are going to want Bob Carpenter's, and Bob Carpenter's not going to be making books anymore.
Though I am thinking about creating a rival scorebook. I've told you that.
Yeah, well, Amazon has like 30,000 of them.
Yeah, but they're not as good as Bob's, nor will they be good as mine. Mm.
You are a scorebook author.
That's true. Are you telling me we're done with SNY already?
Yes, we are.
Boy, this show went fast today. SNY, thank you. Oh, by the way, Sean wanted me to say this. I was not happy with Gary and Ron yesterday. They were homering for Juan Soto when he didn't run the ball out. Okay, so I just need to make that clear. Stay tuned for Baseball Night in New York, presented by Tri-State Cadillac. That's coming up next on SNY. Let me wait till they're off TV, and then I'm going to kiss their ass. But I don't want to do it on TV, because then you'll think I'm kissing their ass. So, yeah, Gary. Can you believe that, Homer?
Wow.
What a homer.
I mean, Juan Soto was the one not running.
Yeah.
Why are you criticizing the shortstop?
Why are we criticizing the kid? It was Soto who was lazy not running a ball out the shortstop.